T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steelers insider Hall of Fame writer Ed Bouchette, who's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Eddie, good morning.
Morning, fellas.
You've been doing this for a few semesters. How many years have you been reporting?
Oh, I don't want to give a number. I started covering Steeler home games when I was a cub up in Indiana, PA, the Indiana Evening Gazette in 1974. I covered all their home games.
And you just told us, because I just told you, Kevin is
Kevin.
He was one of the fans,
he
hadn't been there in a decade. You said you have never gone to a Steelers game where you sat in a seat like regular people.
I've never gone to a pro football game other than to cover it.
Wow.
Kevin and Larry.
Ed gets paid to do it. They pay him to show up.
Paid. Yeah, I need to be lunch, too. I've been to professional hockey games, the Penguins, the Hershey Bears. I've been to many, many baseball games, many, many stadiums, college football, college basketball. I've been to a couple pro basketball games. Never sat, bought a ticket. Nobody gave me a ticket, never sat in the stands with pro football games.
That's actually fascinating to me. Interesting. You learn something every day. Well, how about this? The Pittsburgh Steelers are 5-0, first time since 78, and only the second time in their team history. And they're about to play a 5-0 team in Tennessee's Titans. This was the game they were supposed to play, which gave them their early unscheduled bye, and now they get to play it now with 3 road games, including the Ravens, and then the Cowboys. So how do you see this matchup on Sunday?
Well, they have to stop the run. That's a big thing. Derrick Henry's unbelievable. Big back with good speed. You know, he's just been destroying everybody. But the Steelers have been pretty good at stopping the run, Larry and Kevin. So I think it's a good matchup. You know, it's only like the sixth time that teams this deep into the schedule have met undefeated.
That's incredible. In the entire history of the National Football League, when you think about it, that is extraordinary. That's special. The big issue for the Steelers is it came at a price against Cleveland. Devin Bush goes down with season-ending ACL surgery. So, next man up, Robert Spillane, he jumped in there and had 5 tackles.
Yeah, he looked good doing it. They're going to try and exploit him a little bit. The Steelers will be playing a little bit of a chess game here. I think you'll see Marcus Allen in there some. You'll see Ulysses Gilbert in there some.
Are you on a Bluetooth, by the way?
Pardon me?
Are you on a Bluetooth? Sounds like you're in a can. Or not, I don't mean
in the my regular phone here.
That's strange.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Don't be sorry.
I don't want to sound like I'm in a can, you know?
He's on the growler.
You know?
I'm sorry.
On the edge of my bed.
We're with Steelers insider Ed Bouchette, really inside right now. I'm sorry, Ed. Go ahead. Continue your thought on.
Spillane is a big thumper, and Vince Williams is a big thumper, but neither of them are. Neither of them excel at covering receivers. So they're going to try, I think, to use Marcus Allen, who was really a safety and converted into a hybrid safety linebacker. I think you'll see him in on passing downs. But, you know, passing downs in the NFL anymore aren't all third downs. You know, it, a lot of teams pass on first and second, but you're going to need Spillane in there against Henry, I think.
All right, a lot has been made about the Steelers being 5-0 on the season, first time since, you know, the 70s, 1978 season. Well, that has parlayed into a New York Times article this morning, just released here on the New York Times.
What are they saying about
us? It says, with their deeply talented roster, sack-happy style, and early season success, the 2020 Pittsburgh Steelers conjure grainy, romanticized images. Don't call it old-fashioned. Call it retro chic.
Retro chic. There you go, Ed.
Well, that sounds like the New York Times.
Yeah. Well, how about
we'll
this?
Find that kind of stuff in the Post-Gazette.
No, you will not if you can find one.
Are they retro chic, though, now at this point?
I don't know what retro chic. I know what chic is. Okay, so we're going back. Or they want to go back 40 years? Is that what they're talking about? No, I don't think so. You know, they're just a good football team. I mean, just because they're 5-0, like they're 70-18, you know, they're a balanced team. At 70-18 was balanced as well. You know, they had those great defenses. It was coming toward the end for them of those great defenses. And they had Bradshaw and Swan and Stallworth. I don't know that they have Swan and Stallworth on this team, but, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, I think, is Bradshaw's equal. And, you know, they're a good team, but I don't know. I'm not big on going back and comparing them to the 78 Steelers.
Well,
just the way they always are.
Almost as satisfying as the Steelers being undefeated so far is the fact that the New England Patriots are 2-3. I don't know why that gives me pleasure, but did you happen to watch Tom Brady and the Buccaneers? They look suddenly like they might be a good football team.
Yeah, and I was skeptical that Brady at 43 could keep doing this. And apparently he's showing that he was the talent and the brains up in New England more than the coach. You know, a lot of people had the Patriots ahead of the Steelers in the preseason favorites. And I questioned that because, you know, he lost a bunch of guys. Like Dante Hightower, who the Steelers tried to sign in free agency a few years ago, opted out, you know, inside linebacker.
Yeah, they did lose a bunch of talent.
A bunch of guys, yeah.
And, you know what, go
ahead. I was just surprised that people thought they were still going to roll.
I saw a picture, you know, they showed a close-up of Tom Brady as he was getting ready, you know, to under center, and, I mean, he looked young. Like, he looked younger. I mean, he looked younger than I'd ever seen him before.
He took that same concoction, I think, that the president
took. He got
that
hamster shot.
He takes care of himself.
Yeah, he does.
Brady is always taking care of himself physically.
Well, my apologies. We were supposed to add crowd noise when you're on now. Ed Bouchette, read all about it, Hall of Fame writer. On our Discount Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. So bottom line, Ed, Steelers, Titans, who comes away a winner?
Well, in my preseason predictions where I picked the whole league, I had them winning these five games, but I had them losing at Tennessee when they scheduled it originally. I think I'm going to stick with Tennessee. I think this is going to be a tough one for the Steelers. I think Tennessee's going to eke this one out.
All right, Ed, get ready for your walk. What do you got, 6 miles ahead of you?
I've got a little back problem now, Larry. I've cut back on the walking right now until that heals.
All right, we'll talk about your Peloton next week.
Yeah, I can't afford one of those.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.